Hey, this is JP Nurbin, and you're listening to Culture Builders number 91, Ask for Immediate Feedback on Your Behaviors. So if you missed last episode, you'd want to check it out because I kind of get into the importance of behaviors, and I list off the 10 behaviors that I kind of took from Daniel Coyle's book, Culture Code, that are communication behaviors that are really important to connection and leadership. And two of those areas that I have always really struggled with when it comes to my communication behaviors are eye contact and few interruptions. And I think I struggle first with eye contact because it's that vulnerability of meeting someone's eyes and being locked in. It just really takes me out of my comfort zone. And secondly, I am horrible for interrupting. And that is full transparency is that I love my ideas, my own ideas. I love my answers. And I can sometimes love to hear myself talk. So I can really end up rambling in conversations with people, not letting them, and even worse than that, not letting them finish before I start talking. And so I can be really bad at interruptions. And my wife can fully attest to this fact. Now, so some people might say, well, I'm just not good at those things, all right? It's not who I am. And well, the thing I would say to those people is, well, good luck at getting better as a leader. You know, because these are the behaviors that separate okay or good leaders from exceptional leaders. And other people might say, though, you know, well, I try to get better at these, but I just forget about it in the moment, and I don't know how to get better at these. And that's a really legitimate and great concern. And so the question is, how do we get better? How do we train these behaviors? Well, one really cool way to do this is to ask for immediate feedback on our behaviors so that we can correct it or try it again. We do this by empowering the people around us, people that we trust, to be our coaches or our teachers. Just think about it in a practice or even in the classroom, a teacher or coach are trying to constantly give immediate feedback on a player's shot or swing or tactical play or even the classroom. They're trying to give immediate feedback on whatever, you know, subject area it is, you know, just some content or their writing, so that they can correct and learn, right? We need to be able to correct and learn. We got to know that we're doing it wrong. If we don't, then we're going to keep doing it the wrong way, and we're just training how to do it wrong, right? So, and it's the same for us as coaches. We got to ask for feedback and ask for it immediately. For instance, my wife, you know, if I'm not making great eye contact, I have her just point her eyes, or she should say eyes, right? So I'm training through that relationships, the way I communicate there, how to communicate better in other relationships. If I'm giving a long rambling speech, she has permission to say, this isn't a conversation, it's a lecture, all right? Just to let me know that I'm lecturing her, right? And there needs to be more back and forth. I've even asked mentees of mine, clients of mine, to interrupt me if I start to ramble, or to catch me if I interrupted them when we're talking, because I know how bad I can be for it. So ask your significant other, ask your son and daughter, your assistant coaches, one of your players, empower them to give you feedback in a kind of respectful and safe way so you can kind of communicate how you want them to give you feedback. And if you do this, you'd be amazed at how valuable this feedback is going to be for you, because you're going to be able to recognize when you start to fall into those traps and make the corrections. And this is the big thing. This is where we separate ourselves from being average leaders to being exceptional leaders. This is where we start to grow and doing little things like this. So if you enjoyed today's podcast, please share with some of the coaches out there. I've been really, really excited by the growth of this podcast over the last few weeks. It's just fantastic and really inspiring for me to be able to continue to pour into you coaches. So thanks again for listening, and have a good one.